Victoria's Racing Heartland. This is the only program dedicated to Victorian country racing. Welcome to the Country Racing Show. It's got it all.
I can feel this day. I can see this day. It's got it all.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Country Racing Show. It is great to be with you once again after another huge week of racing around the great state of Victoria. We'll look back on the week, we'll look ahead to next week, and we will spin a yarn with one of Country Racing's key participants. And to do it with me, as we do each and every week, it's a great welcome to Maggie Payne. How are you, Maggie?
Great, thanks, Michael.
Had a good week?
Yeah, it's been a great week.
Nice, busy week. And I know for you, Daz, Darren Galley joins us as well from Country Racing Victoria. Another busy week for you.
Always busy, Michael, as we prepare now just 2 weeks away for the great three-day Swan Hill Carnival.
These carnivals are perfectly positioned. We just get over Warrnambool and then we've got another belter coming up.
A couple of weeks to recharge the batteries and get going again.
You taking the caravan?
Not the caravan this year. We're staying in a little hotel around the corner, though, walking distance.
Okay. Are you heading up there, are you, Maggie?
I am. I'm tagging along, so supervision this time.
She's going to take the microphone and do some of those Jagerbomb interviews at night with the jocks and trainers.
I like it.
That may be dangerous. No, I'm going to be behaved this time.
So the liver's just recovered and off we go again.
She's already weaseled away into the Friday night bonfire at the coffee's place.
Well, that's what we want. We want someone on the ground that can come back and give the Country Racing Show all the inside mail. And we will get that after the big carnival up there. Speaking of a big week, let's look back on the week that was.
On the Country Racing Show, the Country Racing Week That Was.
And Maggie, we start last Saturday at Wodonga, the Jack Mark two-year-old classic, which has produced some pretty smart horses over the recent years. It's always a target race for a number of stables.
It has, and it was run by the Mick Price stable with Jack Hill on board. And Jack's actually won the last two Jack Mark classics and won last year with Prevailing Winds, who has gone on to win a few city races. So as you said, it finds those nice types as up-and-coming two-year-olds in their later part of their two-year-old season. But Darren, your bet didn't do any good.
No, unfortunately. Got a bit
straight to the point. I like
a bit tongue-tied, I think, coming down the home straight. And ran a nice third. It might be a horse to follow. I think it's probably maturing with age.
I think the format of the race, Jack Mark Classic, you will want to follow. And Cardinay, on debut, as you said, for Mick Price with Jack Hill on board, was too good.
And then two lengths away are Romeo and Banger as they come around the 400-metre corner. So taking the lead, it's Cardinay. First to swing for Jack Hill. Leads by two lengths. Malevolence out after it. Lady Day to the outside. They beat off Spanish Poet. Down to the 200 metres. Cardinay leads by 2.5 lengths. In second, Malevolent. And then down the outside, Lady Day trying to run on. But it's Cardinay going well. And Cardinay, the filly by I'm Invincible, is going to be invincible. Cardinay scores by close to 2.5 lengths.
Yes, well done to Mick Price and Jack Hill. And Jack probably thought, I'm going to be in for a good day today, but he had all turned pear-shaped because he had a nasty fall. Michaela Lawrence and he came down in that fall. Luckily for Michaela, she escaped relatively unscathed, but for Jack, he wasn't so lucky. He spent, I think, 3 days in hospital at the Alfred. He had surgery on a vertebrae or for his broken jaw and also fractured a C1 in his vertebrae. So he's been pretty sore and sorry this week such bad luck for Jack.
Absolutely, Charlie. I think just a few years ago we had that really bad fall that took him quite many, many months to recover from. So good luck, Jack. Hope you recover quickly and get back in the saddle in time for the new season. All going well?
And he'd been going so well, hadn't he?
He had been, yeah. A real shame.
Well, that was the feature at Wodonga on Saturday. And, of course, we'll see a lot of form out of that meeting, no doubt, heading towards the Swan Hill and Mildura Carnivals on Sunday. Gee, I love this meeting at Casterton. I love watching the jumps races over the live hedges. It was a bit of a wild and woolly day, but racing at its spectacular best.
It was, and it is racing at its best. And if you haven't had the chance to get down to Casterton, it's a real spectacle with the live hedges, only course in Australia. It's just amazing, especially that steeplechase for the day. Going over those 20 live hedges, it's just such a sight to see. And it's a bit of an amphitheatre, the course, isn't it? And echoes. And although it was a yucky day, they still had 2,500 people there. So
that's good, isn't
great
it?
Day for Casterton Cup Day.
It was very nice of Pete Downs from Warrnambool to send their weather down there to Casterton for the week.
Well, the steeplechase was won by Zan Taglio, and we're going to get to see Zan Taglio in the Australian steeple as well. Hopefully the form will hold up. There were a couple of tumbles, but none of the horses were injured. They all escaped unscathed, which was great to see. And it was also a big day for the McLean brothers, because Cougar Express was pretty handy as well.
He's had a fantastic last month or so. I think it's the three wins for his last four starts. So Brad and Jared both having a terrific run.
Yeah, they're flying. And back to Zataglio, led from start to finish. So that was good
dashing
from Eric
display.
Musgrove going into Sandown for the steeplechase.
No doubt about that. And the feature on the flat was the Foodworks Caston and Cup, and it was an upset.
Straightjacket took over on the turn from Brigadier Tiamo Graces, pushing into the clear. Wider on the track was Patch Adams and Woolstorp Store. Grand Duke of Tuscany tried to kick on Tiamo Grace, got the run. She burst through in the middle and took over. Brigadier the outside after her. Tiamo Grace, Brigadier and Patch Adams. Patch Adams coming at Brigadier, and Patch Adams won the cup. From Brigadier Tiamo Grace, third in a photo over Woolstorp Store.
Patch Adams getting up for Terry and Karina O'Sullivan. It was a little bit of an upset, but she's been a good country galloper, hasn't he?
He has been, and my tip, Straightjacket, looked to be heading into the straight. You know, I thought I might have got my first big V win, but coming late, Christine Pools on the outside and Patch Adams just swamped, and it was saluted at $19. So, yeah. No, it was a good win for the O'Sullivan stable.
Yeah, look, I think 27 consecutive no wins, Maggie, it's okay. Look, you're getting closer.
Now, people in glass houses, Darren, I'm not sure. We should keep... You know what we'll do? In the new racing season, we are going to hold both of you to account, and we will start a big V table.
I like it.
The score operator hasn't been working too hard lately, the scoreboard operator. Hopefully we can fix that a little later in the program today. But as you mentioned, for Darren Carino, O'Sullivan, really good for the team, who often perform so well at these country meets, Daz.
They certainly do. And say great country people, and also then rolling into Mildura then on the Monday, we had another great pair of country people with the Ma Meech team continuing their dominance with 5 from 5 now, I think, for Declan Maher and Kieran Maher, and also with Linda Meech. So a big day for Linda particularly, had three winners on the day.
And Maggie, you started a new social media movement, haven't you?
I think it's Meech and Maher go to the bar, or Meech and Maher shout the bar. I'm not sure, but
it always comes back to the bar for me.
There is an underlying theme, isn't there? Yes.
Oh, well, you've got to find winners somewhere. But
she knows her wheelhouse, I think.
They absolutely dominated Kilmore last week, and then rolled on into Mildura and, got the treble with Roland Garris in race one, Yulong Fairbury and Lagerfeld, who we've actually spoke about on the show a bit, and it proved to be a good win.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Linda Meech continuing her hot run as well, after notching the ton last week. And then on Tuesday, it was a good day at Geelong. I had Hamish McLaughlin as my special guest in the studio on Tuesday, and he was a part owner of Juanito Juvez, who he gave us the tip that Jared McLean said, he's on the synthetic today, just can't handle the wet, and he flew.
Sure did. Won very impressively, didn't it? So a nice double there for Ben Allen, who's at the minute just got his nose in front for the Apprentice Country Jockey Award. So I think still with quite a few weeks to go, he's got two wins clear of Lockie King. So yeah. Title might go down to the wire there.
Looking forward to that. And Maggie, you said you were going to sing the name of the three-year-old maiden winner of the day by from Team Hayes and Dabernick.
Now, I had a bad rendition of Howling Wolf last week, so I'm not singing anything, but all she wants was a nice three-year-old winner for the Hayes team. Maiden win from him.
Who sang All That She Wants?
All That She Wants.
Ace of Base.
Ace of Base.
There you go.
Well, that's way before Maggie was even born.
This is way outside my wheelhouse, speaking of wheelhouse.
But you would have been a young whippersnipper doing your best back then, Daz, wouldn't you?
I would have had a mullet, by, I reckon, back then.
We will try and get a picture up on the RSN website of that. Speaking of Geelong, they opened up the packages for the Geelong Cup meeting as well online.
They did, and obviously leading into their big cup meeting on the 24th of October, we've seen a few Melbourne Cup, Geelong Cup doubles, so hopefully maybe 2018 might be the year.
All right, there we go. Wednesday was a great day, a really special moment for trainer Janet Wicks, because she trained her first ever winner. The horse was My Boy Greg, and what a moment to have your first winner ridden by Damien Oliver, a legend. We spoke to Janet on Racing Pulse during the week. She'd been training for 8 years, her first win, and what the thrill was like to have Damien Oliver on board, and whether she was laying down the law pre-race on what she should do.
No, I was getting my husband to take photos. Take a photo of me and Damien Oliver. So it was a bit of excitement, yeah.
She sounds like a lovely woman, and what a moment for her. Only the couple of horses in training just shows the love that these people have. You don't have to be a big stable, a big name. It's all about the animal.
Yeah, that's right. And it was a very emotional win for Janet, as you could see at Ballarat in the post-race interview and your interview during the week, Michael. But normally for your first win, or if you haven't got a winner, you've got an apprentice on board, or, you know, an old stalwart jockey. But to get a 100-plus or Group 1 winning jockey with Damien Oliver on board, it did well. So well done, Janet.
Yeah, congratulations, Jen. I think she probably then asked Ollie where to next for the horse, which I think was probably good advice as well.
And he's not a bad little gallop in my book, Greg. There'll be more wins to come. And a big day, as you expect, at Ballarat for DK Weir.
Yeah, just knocked out the four winners for the day, and another double for young Benny Allen. So a really good lineup of horses there with Anjana, Scaliaro, Mr. Sinatra, and also a horse that I take a lot of solace from, Give Me Strength, a bit like this radio show.
Very smart winner on the day in the Creswick series too, Miss Leonardis as well. It missed the start and it bolted away with that race. But you found another one for your special segment.
I certainly did.
Did you see that?
They were followed by Dame of Thrones and Scarbeck, who are coming towards the middle of the track. Now behind them, Riverstar's going to dart back to the inside, and Anjana's driven through as well. There was plenty of room for her, and the favourite at the 200 raced clear with acceleration. Anjana 2-3 length, Solar Star, Riverstar and Dame of Thrones, but Anjana the grey, it's going to be 2 from 2, and this is impressive. Benny Allen for Darren Weir, Anjana. That's a big win in the end. Won it by 5 lengths, and it was oh so easy. The Stars have hit it for second.
Yeah, fantastic win by Anjana. Gee, it just skipped away on the turn. It did not look like it wasn't travelling at all, and then on the turn took the inside running and then skipped away by 6 untouched. Again, a really nice win there for the role, the Dice Syndicate. So I think they've got a nice one on their hands. At a sepoy, gets through the wet, so might have a nice winter.
They can find a good horse, can't they? We know Mahuta was a cheap purchase, and this one only cost $34,000.
Yeah, really cheap. I think probably have a lot of owners in there, but I think that this might be a nice form race as well, I think, with a few horses behind that have won previous starts. So I'd say certainly put Anjana into your black bookers.
And on Thursday, Maggie, it was a big day at Mowi, and we had a family connection.
We did. We had family connections. It was a 10-race card at Mowi, actually, on Thursday. So it was a big day. And race 2 for the maiden win on debut, Mutual Respect for the Noonan family. Obviously, they liked the horse going into the race. And
It
was well-backed, and it saluted and did the job. Owned by the Noonan family and ridden by Jake Noonan. So very big family affair in the
bit
race 2.
Bit of pressure for Jake when your dad trains and your mum owns. Yes. You don't want to stuff that up.
No pressure.
And we saw Damien and Steph Thornton dominate the day as well.
They did. They took Steph rode the first one, and then Damien pegged 2 back in the benchmark 68 split race. So it was a good win for them, and good to see Steph back in the winner's circle after a fall at Trackwork a few months ago. But a good win on Reliabell for Doug Harrison.
Yeah, she's had a tough trot, Steph, and she's a great young lady, and she rides really well. So good to see her back in the winner's stall on Thursday. Well, it's been a very, very big week, the past week of racing. Looking forward to another big week coming up. But before we do that, let's spin a yarn with Nathan Hobson.
The people at the grassroots of racing. We're spinning a yarn on the Country Racing Show.
And with the Swan Hill Carnival not far away, it is great to spin a yarn with a Swan Hill local, a young trainer making his way in the sport. And I speak of Nathan Hobson. How are you, Nath?
Yeah, good.
That's good. Great to hear from you, mate. You must get excited, and everyone up there, when we are on the eve of what will be a fabulous local carnival.
Yeah, no, I look forward to the 3 days. The weather's not too bad to us, and it's pretty racing.
How long have you been based at Swan Hill for?
I've been home the last 7 years and been doing it full-time for the last 3 years.
Morning, Nathan. Are you a carpenter by trade, and you've dropped the tools to jump into training? How did that come about?
I'd rather be doing the horses than rolling around in the mud and the dust. That choice was pretty easy, but it's all about trying to make a living. So at the moment, it's not going too bad. So I'll give it a crack at it full time.
So do you still do a bit of chippy work, though?
I haven't for the last 3 years, so, which has been good.
Now, Nathan, Maggie here, you took out your licence in around 2011, and you've obviously Swan Hill's got some great horse people and legendary trainers, including Austie Coffey. Who did you learn your trade off?
Yeah, well, that's where I started with Austie. So, I used to go and work for him before I go to work, and so that's where I started. And then I had a chance in my life to go and have a look at a few other trainers. So, you know, I moved to Darren Weirs for a and then after Darren, I went to Brian Mayfield, did a little bit of time up at Dale Sutton's, and Stephen Baxter as well, while he was their jockey there, number one jockey, and then ended up back at Brian, and then Brian decided to retire, and then Tom Davidick come down and seen us all and offered us a job at David Hayes, so I did my last 12 months in Melbourne with the Hayes camp, and then come home and start helping hockey again, and then I've bought, have a go at training myself. I've got my licence, so I've won a few horses, and it's just built up from there.
So it's a fair apprenticeship. You're just in a little bit of a rough area there, Nate, so yep. If you can try and stay in the one spot, that'd be great. Yep. I'm interested, what was it like working for Brian Mayfield Smith, who is renowned as one of the great horsemen that's ever trained?
Oh, I found him a very fascinating person. Very pedantic in what procedures had to be done. Never a stone left unturned. So I found Brian the best trainer I've ever worked for.
Now, obviously, Nathan, based out at Swan Hill, you're not afraid to travel for a winner, including heading over the border to places like Denny and Balranald. Do you get a lot of thrills getting wins out in those country tracks?
I do. I think they're great days. A lot of those places only have the meeting once a year, and they're great days. Like, we go up to Broken Hill, had a bit of luck up at Broken Hill. Yeah, Hay, Moorlamine, and Curry. A lot of places a lot of people haven't heard of.
Yeah.
So, they're great days out. Yeah, like Menangatang Day, you know, once a year, Jipuru. So, no, we've got our caliber of horses. There's a lot of cheap tried horses, and that's where we've got to go.
With only 2 weeks to go before Swan Hill, Nathan, you've got a few horses that you're setting for both the Topaz and also Cup Day?
I'd have a few in the Noms. If they get a run, that's another question. But, I'll have Sovereign Duke in the Noms for the Topaz. Very willy and Don't Get Excited in the Noms in the Swan Hill Cup.
Now, more importantly, how do you go managing the social part of the three-day carnival?
I'm pretty quiet. You don't really see me to the Sunday night. I might stay around and have a few drinks on the Sunday night just upstairs at the Jockey Club or in the Alstrom Bar outside. So, mainly might let the air down Sunday night.
Gee, that's disappointing for Daz and especially Mackie, because they are social animals. They're just looking for drinking partners.
Oh, well, they don't have to venture far. Friday night is the night.
And speaking of your horses, and you just mentioned Free Willy, he's a bit of a stable star, isn't he?
He doesn't win anywhere else other than Swan Hill. So he won his Mustang, but he doesn't seem to like travelling.
Well, Nathan, you're just in a bad area, but, mate, yep. We wish you all the best for the Swan Hill Carnival. It's great to know a little bit of the background about you, because it's a big job to give up carpentry and follow your dream of training horses. You're making a great fist of it as well. So good luck. You've got a couple of runners at Warrnambool over the weekend. Any sneaky hopes?
I don't think so. Maybe Monday at Hamilton. I like a horse called Blacklisted, maybe on Monday at Hamilton.
We will take the tip. Good luck, mate. Great to chat, and hopefully you'll have a successful carnival, especially at Swan Hill in a couple of weeks.
No worries. Thank you. Thank you.
Nathan Hobson, a great young man. It's interesting, isn't it? You work so hard as a carpenter to try and make ends meet, and you give that career away to follow your dream. It's a big call, isn't it?
Well, it's great to have, a trade to go back to if things don't pan out. But we've heard that story many, many times now over the last couple of months with guys who or girls who have had a successful career, mm-hmm. who've then moved away into training. So obviously that's where that love of the horse and the excitement of the sport actually gets people hooked.
Great to spin a yarn with Nathan Hobson. Coming up, The Road Ahead.
Here's what's coming up in the country calendar on The Road Ahead.
It's always jam-packed, the country calendar. Where are we off to this week, Maggie?
This week we're racing at Warrnambool, so look out for a big winner there, hopefully, today.
It's Big Bad Baz race day. Morganville.
Oh. Oh, dear.
Big Bad
Racing.
I think
I know what the big V is going to be.
No secrets here, Michael. So, and then heading into Sunday, we'll head out to Geelong for the T1 Troopers Diabetes Fundraiser Race Day. Monday, Hamilton. We've got Jumps Racing at Hamilton. Tuesday on the Synthetic at Geelong. Wednesday Racing at Sale. Thursday at PakenhamRacing.com Park. And Friday, we're finishing the week back at Geelong, Cottage by the Sea Charity Race Day.
All right. Well, I think we've already had a little sneak preview, but let's find out for sure this week's Big V.
Panning for punting gold this weekend. The Country Racing Show loads up with Victoria's best bet.
This is the best in Victoria, anywhere around the great state. Maggie has been shooting the lights out, 0-27, but this will be the big one.
I may have had 27 starts, but I've probably had about 20 seconds, come on.
You've been close.
I've been close, but yeah, no, this week I'm hoping a maiden might find my maiden winner. So race two at Geelong, I'm sticking with the Godolphin Train, number 5, Capuzina. I can't even say it, but with Damien Lane on board, I think it's a class horse and it should win on Sunday. So coming off a couple of seconds at Sale and Kilmore, hopefully Geelong is the secret to this horse.
Just give us that name again.
Capuzina.
Capuzina, okay. All right. Sounds a little bit like the tips recently.
She's capuzing it up, I think.
All right, Daz, I don't think there's going to be any doubt where you're going.
No secrets here, Michael. Race 6, number 8, Big Bad Baz. Comes off a nice run at Sandown.
Nice, was it?
Well, got way up the back, went very wide on the turn, copped a big check, and then ran home quite nicely. His sectionals were matching that of the winning horse and second horse, so we'll go with that. Unfortunately, drawn the car park again, 13 or 13, can't get a barrier of this boy, but he will appreciate the extra distance. And importantly for Darren Weir, blinkers go on first time.
Oh, hello.
Which is a bit of a secret for Weary. So he's about $7 in the early market, so he might be each way bet.
Has Weary given you any mail?
Not as yet. I'll get an email perhaps today. But I think they think he's a horse that'll enjoy the extra distance. It shouldn't be too wet. The weather's finding up a little. So I think if it's a sort of a soft 6, soft 5, that might be the perfect scenario for him.
All right.
Roll straight into the Queensland Derby. Is that right? Nick Quinn's spooking it all about on Twitter.
Yeah, Queensland Derby.
$101 you can get early mail.
Baz will need to start now. But let's just first hopefully get a win at Warwickville for the Big V. Guys, have a great weekend.
Cheers, Michael.
Thank you, Michael.
I'm away for a couple of weeks, so look forward to seeing you when I get back. And look after yourself at the big carnival. So we will see, and I'm looking forward to hearing all the stories when I return. Good luck, everyone out there around the state of Victoria. If you're racing this weekend and in the next 7 days, hope you back plenty of winners.
From Victoria's racing heartland, the Country Racing Show.